Rabosai, on Yom Shlishi, we started analyzing the question of Chatzi Shir with regard to Meleches Ksiva. If he writes only one os, is that considered a violation of an Isur Doraisa or not? And you may recall that we found in the Tosefta, in Masechta Beitzah, in the fourth perek, in the name of the Chachamim, that writing one letter on Shabbos is only a shvus, meaning it's only a violation of an Isur Drabbanan, which basically means that the principle of Chatzi Shir Asur Min HaTorah does not apply with regard to Meleches Ksiva. However, although that's the opinion of the Tosefta, and we're going to soon see that that's also the opinion of Rabbeinu Yerucham, Rashi seems to hold that if you write one os, you're chayev for Chatzi Shir. And we explain that the machlokas is this fundamental issue about what the nature and the essence of Meleches Kosev is. Just to remind you, Shalom Aleichem, is the melacha writing osios, just that the shir requires that you write two osios, or is the melacha writing a word? And less than a word, because there is no word in Lashon Kodesh with less than two osios, one letter cannot form a word, is that's not even a chatzi shir. Chatzi shir means I violated the aver, but I only did half the shir. Here, I am in violation of chatzi molacha. And we try to prove this point from the Tshuvas Rambam. So I have a copy of the Tshuvas Rambam. I'll just read to you a few. It's a very long tshuva. I'll just read to you a few relevant lines. He says, "Asher sha'altem ha'im mutar liftoach o linol b'shabbos." I don't know why he says linol b'shabbos. It should say liskar b'shabbos. Okay, linol b'shabbos sefer. Are you allowed to open and close a book? Shekosav olav mibachutz osios. Right, you write the letters on the side of the pages. So when the book is closed, you can see the letters in their full form. But if you open them, he says, "Ikal emechesh mizem mishum mochek," because you're destroying the letters. That's what the Shoel asked the Ramah. And he says, "Kishes soger is ikal emechesh mishum kosev," because he's creating the letters. So that was the question about. Maybe you've heard this question today. This is the Tshuvas Rambam. Today, this is no longer in vogue, I don't think. But what I remember back in the day when all the fancy books had letters on the side.
Yeah, the Chumashim especially.
Oh, the Chumashim.
The library books.
Yeah. The library books, yeah. They would put the name of the library on them. So in answering this Shaila, the Rambam quotes a Gemara about Kosav Shtei Osios, Achas B'Tzipori, V'Achas B'Tveria. And the Gemara says that in such a case, he could be Chayav, because Kreva Lo Mikri Maisa, that's to bring them together, is not called a Maisa. If on the other hand, let's say you would have to remove Mechubo Lekarka from the Karka with a Maisa Ktsitsa, that would be a hafkar, that would undermine the malacha of kosev here, because there's no relation between the two osios, as long as you need a maisa ktsitsa in order to get these two osios together. But if on the other hand you don't need ktsitsa, all you need is maisa kreva to bring them together. So let's say, for example, in Tzipori they wrote an aleph on a parchment, and then in another city in Tveria they wrote a bays on parchment. Then you just bring the two parchments together. So he says the malach of ksiva was already done, and the crave itself is not considered a maisa ksiva. You're not creating something by bringing them together, because kreva is considered as if they were together again, together even if you didn't do the maisa kreva. And he wants to suggest that here too, all you're doing is a maisa kreva. you know, the OCLs have already been written, and they're on the chudam shel dafim, but you have to be makar of them together. So you're not creating any new ksiva, because we see that mechusa ksiva, I'm sorry, mechusa kreva is not considered mechusa maisa. And then at this point, the Ramah asks on himself a kasha, and he says, maybe you could differentiate. And he could say, over there, at least you had one os in Tveria and one os in Tzipori, and therefore you need is kreva, but you're not creating osios. But here, as soon as you open up the book, each letter is considered a half a letter, and a half a letter is not a letter. And therefore, when you close the book, you're creating a letter. So maybe the equation here is not an appropriate analogy. Says the Rambam, no, that's not so. He says that kreva lav klumu, it matters not whether you have a full letter written and now you're going to be makarvit to another letter, or whether you have a half a letter and you're being makarvit to the other half a letter. Because he says that one letter is the same as a chatzi letter. It's lav klumu. He says, since the malacha of ksiva requires two letters, one letter is like a half a letter. And if in the case of one letter you can have a kreva, and you're just technically bringing the two letters together, but you're not chayev for creating a ksiva, then the same thing should apply in a half a letter, because one letter is like a half a letter. And we were wondering, why does the Ramah accept this analogy between a full letter that's a letter unto itself, and it can be read as such, and a half a letter? A half a letter is not a letter. But the answer is, apparently he understood that the shiur of shtei osios is not a regular, normal halach of shiurim, a classical halach of shiurim, that really writing one os is already a ksiva. And now you have to write a second os to make it into a ksiva chashuva. Like in Bishul, it's not enough to cook a half a grogeris, now you have to cook a full grogeris. But the malach is basically done, and it's Bishul even in a half a grogeris. That's not the same in ksiva, he says. It's not a matter of, well, you have to write a letter and then write another letter. But that the malach is a composite of the two letters together. It's what we once called, maybe Alan, you remember this, Harkava Mizugid. Yeah, right. You remember that? Yeah. That whole concept? I don't know. Were you around when we discussed that, the Rugged Show? Yeah, Harkava Mizugid. Right. And it comes out that according to the Ramah, the halach of Chatzi Shir has no application to Melechas Ksiva, because we need the two osios to create the malach. And therefore the Ramah equates one letter with a half a letter. There's no difference, and he feels that he has a perfect analogy between the sugya of kreva and the case of opening up this book.
Today's osios is a definition of ksiva.
Exactly. It's not just the shiur, you have to do more and more and more. It's not just quantitative, but it's also qualitative. Qualitatively, this is not ksiva. The Melechas ksiva requires two osios. So that's the Ramah that we discussed, I think it was, on Tuesday. Okay, so what's on the Maror Makomos page for today? Rabbeinu Yerucham. Now, I'm not a bucky in Rabbeinu Yerucham. I'm sure if Yechiel was here, he would pull it out of the internet for me. But he's not here today. So what we have is the Mishnah Brura at the beginning of Siman Shin Mem, and that's where he quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham. So let's take a look at the beginning of Siman Shin Mem. The question is as follows. Just a little bit of background to this Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham has a Tosefta in Beitza, and the Tosefta in Beitza, which we again printed out last time, I have it here somewhere in this pile, but I'm not going to look for it now. The Tosefta in Beitza establishes that if you write one letter, you're chayev mishum shvus. Now, whenever you see shvus, you know that it's only an Iser what?
Drabbanan.
And Rabbeinu Yerucham, apparently relying on this Tosefta in Beitza, comes to the same conclusion that we wanted to derive from the Ramban's Tshuvas, that writing one os is not chatzi shir, because we pass like Rabbi Yochanan chatzi shir osam in Torah, and yet the Tosefta says you're only chayv mishum shmus. So it must be that the definition of Melechas Ksiva is the two osios. And unless you have two osios, that's not called meleches ksiva. So it's not a question of quantity, as we said before, which is classical in shirim, but rather quality. And it comes out that according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's a fundamental difference between someone who cooks on Shabbos a half a grogeres and someone who writes one os. In the case of cooking half a grogeres, you violate an isur d'oraisa of chatzi shir asa Torah. But in the case of writing one os, it's only a violation of an isur d'rabban. That's what it comes out. The truth is that you may recall that it's not just the Tosefta, and of course the way we understood the Rambam, the Meiri himself quotes such an opinion that one os is only a derabbanan and it's not chatzi shiras for Torah. So we have a whole school of thought, many different poskim rishonim who would maintain that one os is only an isur derabbanan and we don't apply the principle of chatzi shir. Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbeinu Yerucham belongs to that camp as the Mishnah Berurah presents it. But then, if you turn a couple of pages in the same Simon in Shin Mem, the Mishnah Berurah says that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, afilu kosav aleph aleph chayav. And that's also Das Rashi, v'chein mashba Das Harif, Harosh. Again, he makes a big deal, the Mishnah Berurah, in his Bir Halacha, that the Rambam disagrees, but leaving out the Rambam, we have a whole school of Rishonim that maintain that Yechayif writing two olives. The Rambam disagrees because two olives could never form a word. So the Rambam holds that if you repeat the same letter twice, you're only Chayif if it creates a word, like Gag and Dan and Tas and all the examples the Rambam gives. But if you write two olives, according to the Rambam, you're not Chayif. Yet Rabbeinu Yerucham, together with Rashi and this whole group of Rishonim, holds that you're Chayiv for writing Aleph Aleph. We explain, if you recall, that the Machlokas as to whether or not you're Chayiv for Aleph Aleph revolves around this very essential question. What is the essence and the definition of Meleches Kosev? Is it writing Osios, but just one Os is not enough, so you have to add another Os? Or is it writing something that has a meaning to it, some sort of significant message that it conveys? In the case of two letters that are the same, you can ask whether it conveys a message. If it forms a word, Gag, then I understand that it means a roof. Or I guess in Saba you'd say a roof, right? Who's the roof? The roof, they call it, right? But in English we say a roof, and forming a roof is a word, and therefore conveys a message. Oh. But if on the other hand you write two olives, that doesn't convey a message. You can only be chai for two olives if I postulate that the definition of kosev is writing osios. And Rabbi Yerucham, we said before, holds that if you write only one letter, then you only violate Issur D'Rabbanan because you haven't created any sort of meleches ksiva. Meleches ksiva means creating a word, and there's no word with one letter. Yet the same Rabbi Yerucham paskins that if you write two olives, you're going to be chayav. So how do we reconcile this? The fact that Rabbi Yerucham says Yechayev for two olives would seem to indicate that Yechayev for creating osios. But if that be the case, then if you created one os, we should apply the principle of Chatzi Shir Osam in HaTorah. Meaning, in our Hakira, offering two definitions of Meleches Kosev, the sheet of Rabbi Yerucham is antithetical, because he seems to be crossing political lines over here. On the one hand, he's committed to the position that you're chayiv for writing a word, and therefore one letter is not even chatzi shir, it's only the rabbanan. On the other hand, he says you're chayiv for aleph aleph, which means you're chayiv for creating osios and not for writing a word. That was the last question that we left on Yom Shlishi.
If you think that the issur is writing a word, then would half a letter do?
Half a letter would not be a word.
No, would it do as a chatzi shir?
No, for sure not. Even a full letter.
That is not letters.
Right, because if you're saying you're chayiv for words,
it doesn't have the Torah of anything.
Yeah, then it's nothing. It's not like you did half a word. There's no such thing as half a word. You know, either it's a word or it's not a word. So the Shita of Rabbi Yerucham, and we said that's the Tosefta, is that one letter could never be a word. So you'll call it half a word if you like, but it's not a word.
And therefore, the same logic to half a letter if the Isser is two letters, because half a letter is not
correct
a concept.
Correct. But then Rabbi Yerucham turns around and he says you're chai for two alphs. Now two alphs is not a word. So you're only chai for osios. If you're chai for osios, you need two. One word, well, excuse me, one letter should be chatzi shia, but the Rabbi Yerucham shita is that you're not chai for chatzi shia. So in order to answer this question, what we'd like to do is read Rashi, because there may be something in Rashi that could help us understand Rabbeinu Yerucham. Okay. So this Rashi is on Daf Ayin Hey Amud Beis, and we're back in Perikal Gadol. So what does Rashi say over there? Rashi says, "Kasav os achas gedola potu." The size of the letter is irrelevant. He only wrote one letter, so it's a gigantic letter, but it's one letter. So Rashi says, "Why is it potu?" So what would have been your response if you didn't see Rashi? If I would ask you why you're potu for writing one large letter?
It's one letter.
It's only one letter, no matter how large it is. And the shear of shtei osios is required for the violation of aleches ksiva. Every malach has a shear to it. We never need, well, the word never is a little bit extreme, but generally speaking, we don't need mishkan to establish shiuri. And yet, paradoxically, Rashi says, you know why Yechayev for two osios, but not for one. Shebekarshe am mishkan, shtayim hayu kosvin. Achas bezu, the achas bezu. So each one of two krushim had to have a letter on it, so that we could match them together. Kidei lezavgan, kishes sosrim osam, because they take it apart and then they put it together. You have to know where to put it together. It's kind of like in our case when we have sukkah boards. You know, we write a letter on each sukkah board or a number or something so that we can match it up year in and year out every single year. So Rashi has to employ the Mishkan, has to introduce the Mishkan here in order to justify why you'd be chayev for two osios, and he's deriving the shear of two osios from Mishkan. Now, you may recall that Tosfos mentions Mishkan in one exceptional case. Where do we need Mishkan? So this is sugya at the beginning of Perek HaBoneh, and the Gemara says that why you chayev for boneh kol shehu, boneh kol shehu is chayev. And the Gemara says, because that's how they did it in the Mishkan. And the Gemara gives three different examples of how they were bona a binyan kol shehu in the Mishkan. For example, a poor person who doesn't have a bank to put his money in, so what he does is he digs a guma, a little teeny guma, and he puts his money in the guma. Or for example, the Gemara says that if they didn't have enough of the samamonim, so they would put up a small little pipute kira in order to get that extra measure that they needed for the dye for the Mishkan, and so forth and so on. So Tosa says, wait a minute, why is it that in the case of Binyan Kol Shehu, the Gemara has no choice but to quote the Mishkan? And the Gemara spends half an hour trying to figure out where do we have Binyan Kol Shehu in the Mishkan. And we never find that with regard to Shiurim and Melech HaShabbos, we have to go through an analysis of what they did in the Mishkan. Every Melech has its Shiur. So Tosfos says that Binyan Kol Shehu is different. Why? Because every Melech has a certain Chashivas to it. And that chashivus logically gives me the shear. Meaning, al pisvara, I can determine I mean, not me and you, but the Chazal determined what's considered a malacha chashuva. At what point was your malacha? Can we assume that this chashim is to your malacha? And Chazal came up with different shiurim, you know, of grogeres and kimoli piagdi and whatever the different shiurim are. Says Tosfos, but binyan kol shehu is the exception. It has no chashivas. And the Gemara says, if it has no chashivas, you're going to have to establish, you're going to have to convince me that it has chashivas based on what? On Mishkan. If you could find in the Mishkan that it was a significant activity or a significant necessity to implement a binyan kol shehu within the framework of building the Mishkan, then you could establish binyan bona kol shehu as a malacha. If not, it's lacking in chashivas. So Rashi takes a look at Meleches Kosev, and apparently Rashi thought that Meleches Kosev is like binyan kol shehu. It's lacking in chashivas. You didn't really change anything in the world. You know, we used to already, as Hergel, that Ksiva is a malacha. When you think about it, Ksiva is not a profound malacha like Sidur de Pas, or like Binyan, or Ma'abed, or Tzovea, or Netil Sneshama, and all the other malachas. In this case, he wrote two letters, big deal. Oh. So Rashi needs Mishkan. Where did they write two letters in the Mishkan? Rashi says in the case of the crush. They wrote two letters in the Mishkan. And that number two, right, one letter and another letter, gives chashivas, because now I can match up two of the krushim and make a set out of them and put them all together. So, Enochinami, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, if you write one letter, then midoraisa, you've done nothing. Even though, again, Rabbeinu Yerucham is committed to the position that the definition of Meleches Kosev is Ksivas Osios. How do I know that? Because Yechai for Aleph Aleph, according to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Where's the Mashmaos of Aleph Aleph? There's no Mashmaot at all to Aleph Aleph. Doesn't convey any single mention. But the answer is you wrote two Osios. No, if you wrote two Osios, then the shear of Osios is to write one Os and then another Os, each Os being a separate entity, then why not apply the principle of Chatzi Shear Osim in the Torah? Says Rabbeinu Yerucham, you cannot apply Chatzi Shear Osim in the Torah when the Moloch itself has no Chashivas. It's not just that I'm adding another, you know, another shear. I'm being mashlim the shear. If I'm being mashlim the shear, and the extra letter gives me a certain chashivas that I can learn from Svara. I don't need the Mishkan for that. Tosis already points out that when do I need Mishkan? When it's intuitively it's lacking in chashivas, like the case of Binyan Kol Shehu. It's not chashiv. You prove to me for the Mishkan that it's a malach. Here too, Rashi apparently is quoting the Mishkan, invoking the Mishkan, because he holds that Ksiva has no chashivas to it. It shouldn't be upgraded to the status of malacha. What makes it into a malacha? The Mishkan. Ah, if that be the case, the shtei osios, to match up the two krushim, that's what gives the chashivas to Meleches Kosev. So that, on the one hand, in the Mishkan they wrote two osios, but on the other hand, the chashivas was because of the two osios. It's almost as if you could say that according to Rabbi Yerucham, if you write two olives, each olive could be a pair for the other olive. Like in the Mishkan, you would put an olive on this keresh and an olive on this keresh in order to connect the two krushim. So Rabbi Yerucham says, if that be the case, then if you write one letter gives you nothing. It doesn't afford you with the possibility or the potential of linking it up with another letter and making it into a matching situation. And now, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, let's look at the Meleches Ksiva of the Mishkan. If the Meleches Ksiva was writing letters, and that I'm willing to grant you, there are no words over here, but writing letters, where were the letters written? On the Krushim. How many letters were written on the Krushim? A minimum of two. Less than two is nothing. So it comes out that we're using the Rashi on Daf Ayin Hamid Beis to shed a whole new light on Rabbeinu Yerucham. We assume that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, the Malacha is writing a word. And that's why, according to Rabbi Yerucham, one letter is nothing. One letter is never a word. And it's not even a chatzi shir, it's a chatzi molacha. And it's mutar min haTorah. No, now we're saying that's not Rabbi Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham holds the molacha is writing osios, not writing words. And I'll prove it to you, because Rabbi Yerucham says Yechai Fa'alef Aleph. Even though it's not a word, it must be the Yechai Fa'osios. No, if Yechai Fa'osios is the Shir Shtayim, why shouldn't you be Chayv at least the Torah's Chatzi Shir Osman Ator for writing one Os? And the same Rabbi Yerucham who says that Yechai for writing Osios in the case of Aleph Aleph says that if you only wrote one letter, then it's only the Rabbana. Why is it a Chatzi Shir Osman Ator if the Moloch is Osios? The answer is the Moloch is Osios. But you cannot apply the principle of Chatzi Shir. Because Chatzi Shir only makes sense when the Malacha is being established Al Pi Svara, and the Shir is afforded or defined Al Pi Svara. But when the Shir, like in the case of Shtei Osios, says Rashi, is defined and established based on the Mishkan, then that's exactly what defines the Mishkan. And this, my friends, is the same identical Yisod as Rabbi Kiveger. With regard to Korea Shalom and As Litvar. We thought that Korea Shalom and As Litvar is a problem of Makalkel, says Rabbi Kiveger. No. Even if you'd have a Korea which was not a Makalkel, you would still be Potter. Even if it was a Meleches Tikkun. Why? Says Rabbi Kiveger, because as Rashi points out in the Mishnah, Dafayin Gimel, in the Mishkan, when did they do Meleches Korea? It was Al Manas Litvar. Because if you had a Darna that fell into the Uriah, they would have to rip out that Darna in order to re-sew the Uriah. So in other words, the Mishnah went out of its way to point out Al Manas Litvar in the case of Korea, because that defines the very Malacha. And if you didn't have Almanas Litvar, I don't care how much of a tikkun it is, and you've solved the problem of Kalkil, that's not Meleches Tofer. Says Rabbi Kiveger, Tofer has to be Almanas. I'm sorry, did I say Tofer? I meant to say Korea. Korea has to be Almanas what? Litvar. And that defines the Melacha. If it's not a Kriya that presents or prepares for Tfira, it's not. Why not? Because in the Mishkan, that's the way they do. So you see very clearly from Rabbi Kiveger that the Mishkan defines the Malacha itself. It tells you what we call the Gufa Shal Malacha, the essence of the Malacha. And according to Rashi, what's the essence of Malacha's Ksiva? Two Osios. What does two Osios give you? The possibility of what? Of matching together two crushes. That's what Mishkan is teaching. Says Rabbi Yerucham, if that's the case, then writing one letter is nothing. It's not a chatzi shir. Because the malacha and the gufish malacha is defined by Mishkan. And in the Mishkan they needed how many osios? Two osios. Minimum of two osios. Isn't that beautiful? That's a whole new pshat in Rabbi Yerucham. Where does the Rambam stand on this whole issue? Let's open up the Rambam and try to see if we can figure out where the Rambam's definition of kosev is writing osios, or the Rambam's definition of kosev is writing words. So we're going to open up, you'll see it on the Mar Makomas page, to Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud.
It's not a problem in the fact that if the basis is that you're writing, in the Mishkan it's two osios to be matched up, and here you're writing it again on a piece of paper, but there is no matching strategy there. No problem extrapolating from that?
Yeah, I guess what we're doing is we're going to the Mishkan to define the Malacha, but we're not saying that everything has
it's a limited just that.
Right, we're not going to go as far as to say everything has to be identical to the Mishkan, and you're not going to be chayv unless you do a match.
Decide what's salient, like with the Korea Maslit, for you including that in the salient.
Correct,
here you're not
correct.
Including the fact that it has
like, for example, we're going to soon see that you're chayv for two OCLs even if it doesn't create a word. Why? Because it has the potential to create a word. But if they're the same osios and there's no potential to create a word like aleph aleph, that's something different. So we're not going to require the word before. Okay. Now the Rambam opens up by saying in Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Tes HaKosev Shtei Osios Chayev. Then the Rambam goes on to discuss Mochek, And once again, he establishes the shir of shtei osios. Then let's fast forward to halacha yud. Hakosev os kfula pa'amayin. In other words, the Rambam is saying the following: if you go back to halacha tes hakosev shtei osios, you should know that I'm talking about two different letters. Now in halacha yud, I want to address the question of writing two letters, but it's the same letter. Basically, the second letter is just a repetition of the first letter. It doesn't really change anything. It doesn't add anything. Says the Rambam, Hakosev os kfula pamayim v'hu shem echad. What does he mean, shem echad? It forms what, Rabosai? A word. It forms a word. So again, repeating the same letter is garnished. That's nothing. What did you add to the first letter? You just wrote another letter. So what? But if it creates a word, v'ushem, kimo, and now he gives this whole long list of examples, dad, tas, gag, rar, sos, or sheish, sas, with sama, chach, is then he's chai. Oh. So let's understand the Shitas HaRama. When does the Rambam say that you could write the second letter, which is identical to the first letter, be chayav? It's only if what? If it creates a word. If it doesn't create a word, let's say you repeat Aleph twice, then the Rambam is saying that you put. Because every single example the Rambam gives is Vehem Shem Echad. No, if this be the case, Rabbosai, what's the Shitas HaRambam on our fundamental question? What is the definition of Aleches Kosev? Is it writing words or writing letters?
Words.
Words. Now I'm in trouble. Why am I in trouble? Because the Rambam in Halacha Tes writes, HaKosev Shtei Osios Chayav. And that means that according to the Rambam, he's Chayav for two Osios. The Rambam doesn't qualify and say, well, Bamed Varamurim, when those two osios create a word. And here I want to quote to you the Mishnah Berurah. And you have it on your page here. I think it's on your page, I hope. It's the Mishnah Berurah, the Bir Halacha Sif Dalet here in Shin Mem. And again, if you happen to have the same printing that I have in the Mishnah Berurah, it's on page 379. And he writes that according to the Rambam, Im hayu shtei osios shavos, vilonase teval yedeze, so he's rewriting the same letter twice, but it doesn't form a word, is pot. Kigon Aleph Aleph Beis Beis V'chadom. Now Rabosai, is the Mishnah Berurah telling me that according to the Rambam you have to write a word? He's only addressing what case? I'll read it to you again. Im hayu shavos osio shavos, then if lo nasa teval yedeze kigon Aleph Aleph V'chadome is potter. So why is he potter here in this case when he didn't make a word?
Letters are different.
Because the letters are the same, right? I'll read it again. Im hayu osios shavos v'lo nasa teva kigon aleph aleph beis beis is potter.
Oh, okay.
So why is he potter? Says the Mishnah Berurah Mimonavshach. If you're going to be machayev him for writing a second letter, he wrote the same letter twice. That's Aleph Aleph. And if you're going to tell me, well, he created a teva, in the case of Aleph Aleph, he didn't create a teva. Which means that the Mishnah Berurah understands that according to the Rambam, when do you have this condition, this requirement of creating a teva? That's only in the case of what, Rabosai? Where he rewrote the same letter twice. Is anybody listening to me today? I get this feeling that people are asleep on me. I don't know. Is it Erev Chanukah? I mean, we still have a couple of days, you know.
But it's not just
in yeshivas when it came Chanukah time, man. Wow. these guys are all, they were planning trips and the parents were coming, and we tried to impress upon the parents not to take the children out of the yeshiva. But only the tzaddikim would live up to that requirement. And I remember there was somebody was being honored in the shul, you know, back in America. So he took his daughter out of the school for a week almost. I mean, until she slept there and came back, it was almost a week. She had to shop, of course, for the special occasion, as her father was being honored. So she missed a week of school. Now, we had an institution, I don't know if you ever heard of it, maybe Jeff knows what I'm talking about. I think also Rabbi John knows what I'm talking about. It's called MMY. You heard of it?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't know if you know who created that institution. Yours truly. Yeah. And they were very mocked at the Rabbi David Katz, and that, you know, you can't just take a girl out of school. So we made a lot of enemies. I hope none of the people here fit that category, because, you know, the parents like to take them out and this and that. But they lose very valuable time. You know, we took the idea of the year in Israel very seriously. Maybe too seriously, I don't know. But we took it very seriously. We felt it was an opportunity to build a student. Okay, fine. I meant to shut this off, but I kept it on because the Chafetz Chaim used to spill the wine at Kiddush so that no one else should be embarrassed. You know. So both sides. Again, I want to point out to you that there's something very strange going on here in the Mishnah Berurah. And I don't know if anybody noticed. So I'm trying to wake you up with this. This is mamish unbelievable. Blow the shofar. The Mishnah Berurah says that the Rambam holds that if you write Aleph, Aleph, you're potter. Why? Because A, you're repeating the same letter, and B, it doesn't create a word. What's the implication of the Mishnah Berurah? Let's say he wrote two different letters that didn't create a word. Would he be chayav or potter? Ah, you're not listening. I'm going to say it again until you get this right. The Mishnah Berurah says that the reason why you're potter in the case of Aleph, Aleph is bimanavsha. He says, number one, you repeated the same letter. Ah, you created a word. You didn't create a word because Aleph, Aleph is not a word. Apparently, any one of these two conditions, if they're met, would be able to engender a chiyuv for Maleches Kosev. Because here he says, bimanavshach, you don't have a machayiv. You don't have the machayiv of writing two different letters, and you don't have the machayiv of creating a word. So what would be, according to the Mishnah Berurah, in a case, in the Rambam's very reference, where he wrote two different letters and they don't create a word? He bichayiv. And it's so gishmak, this Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because if you open up the Rambam says, Perek Yudal Falochetes, HaKosev Shtei Osios Chayiv. Well, what do you mean? Shtei Osios Chayiv. He should have said it creates a word. The Rambam doesn't qualify. It means it's unqualified. And then he tells you, but if you wrote the same letter twice, then you're only going to be chayiv if it creates a word. Implying that if you wrote two different letters, you'd be chayiv even if it didn't create a word. And that's what the Rambam means in his opening sentence here. HaKosev Shtei Osios Chayiv. So in other words, according to the Rambam, the Machayev of Meleches Ksiva is Osios. And if you write two Osios, you're Chayev. You don't need to create a word. But you'll ask me if you're Chayev for creating Osios, so then why isn't he Chayev for Aleph Aleph? The Rambam says if you write the same letter twice, you're only Chayev if it creates a word. The answer is because the Rambam is looking for a certain chashivas to the second letter. Either the chashivas is that it's a different letter than the first, so you've now changed the whole picture because there was one letter and now there's another letter. Or if you rewrite the same letter and repeat it, then there's a chashivas here because the second letter completes a word. Like Gag and Dag, then Dag, then Tach, and then Chat, and all the rest. Chach and Tach. So the Mela Rabosai comes out like this. That we just finished with Rabbeinu Yerucham, and we said that Enoch Inami according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, Yechai for Aleph Aleph. It means that Yechai for writing Osios. Why doesn't he apply the principle of Chatzis Shir if he wrote only one letter? The answer is because Mishkan tells me that the whole Chashimus of the Malacha is with two letters. And if you're not living up to the Chashimus that's established by the Mishkan, then it's not even a Chatzis Malacha, it's not even a Chatzis Shir. Now we're saying that the Rambam also agrees to Rabbeinu Yerucham. And he holds that the Malacha is writing Osios, but here's where the Rambam parts ways with Rabbeinu Yerucham. If he wrote the second letter, it's identical to the first letter, Shkayach. What are you adding? Did you add anything to the first letter? So you did you ever have it where you sometimes if you're typing and you put your finger down too long, you know, all of a sudden you have this, you know, if you're falling asleep, all of a sudden you have a whole line of lamins, you know, from the beginning to the end. That's what the Rambam all said. If you wrote the second letter and it's identical to the first letter, so basically you kept your finger down on the typewriter, you know, you didn't add anything. What does the second letter give you? So the Rambam holds that it can give you one of two things. If it's a different letter, then you can be chai for two osios, because you're repeating. You're not repeating the same os. Or even if you are repeating the same os, it creates what?
Word.
It creates a word. And it's very interesting to me that according to this definition, the Rambam is also maintaining that you're chai for osios. But the second os is basically a repetition of the first os.
But then the Rambam is not holding that he's using the criteria of the Mishkan, because the Mishkan didn't require words, it only required letters.
Oh, so what does the Rambam derive from Mishkan? Let's just think about that. So let me take a look at that and see the following. The Rambam's language is Hakosev Os Kfula Pa'amayim. Very strange, and Gedalia he's not here today, but last week he made a big to-do about this. The Rambam seems to be repeating himself. He says, Os Kfula, which means he doubles over the same letter, and then he says, Pamayim, and he wrote it twice. You know, the Rambam is not famous for being verbose. You know, he's more famous for being very, you know, very meticulous about his language. So why does the Rambam say, Os Kfula Pamayim? This is written in the Rambam's original Hebrew. That's why it's so beautiful. You know, you read the Mor Nevuchim or the Pirush HaMishnayos and you have to rack your brains. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have new translations of the Rambam's Arabic. That's Kapach. And Kapach knew the Rambam's Arabic better than the Rambam himself knew his Arabic. I mean, this is unbelievable. He's not alive anymore, but he died recently. I mean, his scholarship in the Arabic of that time, of the ancient Arabic, is amazing. You know, I was once at Hebrew University, they had on display the Rambam's Pirush HaMishnayos from the Rambam himself, his own Ksav Yad. But it's written in Hebrew letters, which they call Judeo-Arabic, but it's Arabic words. And I'll tell you one thing, if I ever saw a Yeki, the Rambam must have been a Yeki. Everything is perfect. When he crosses out a word, I don't know, he must have used a ruler or something, it's perfectly down the middle. But the cool thing about seeing the Pirush HaMishnayos of the Rambam, which is in the hands of the family of the Rambam, but that time they allowed it for exit, is that Rabbeinu Avraham ben Rambam writes his Ha'aris on the side of the page. And it goes around like this, all around the Ksav of the Rambam. I was very excited when I saw it. They also had on display, by the way, writings of the Vilna Gaon. They had on display the Ran Sefer Torah, that the Ran himself wrote. You know, it was like exciting for me. It's like taking a little bit of a time machine back in history. I get excited about that. Anyway, so getting back to the Rambam here. So the Rambam writes, HaKosef Os Kfula Pa'amayim. Oh, so let's go back to our definition of Melecha es Kosev according to the Rambam. The Melecha is writing Osios, right? And therefore, if he writes two different letters, he's Chayav, even if those two letters don't form a word. But if he writes the same letter twice, and it doesn't form a word, then you're not Chayav. It's like he didn't do a Shir in the Melecha. Is Mimela, the Rambam wants to point out here two things. Number one, Os Kfula, and number two, Pamayim. Pamayim means that he wrote the same letter twice, and Kfula means that he didn't add anything to the mashmos of the letter. And the Rambam needs to make these two stipulations in order to justify why he's potter in this case. Right?
And
he's potter in this case because he didn't write a word. If he did write a word, like Gag, then he's Chayav. So the Rambam wants to say that, on the one hand, it's Kfula, on the other hand, it's at the same time Pa'amayim, and Kfula means Miloshon Milashin Kefal. Kefal means that it doesn't add anything, right? It's miyutar, as we would say in Hebrew.
Does that mean he wrote four times Aleph, four olives?
Then once again, the second Aleph doesn't add anything, the third Aleph doesn't add anything, the fourth Aleph doesn't add anything, and you don't have a word, then you're going to be potter. So again, what gives chashivas to two osios according to the Rama? The fact that you wrote two letters gives it chashivas. However, if it's the same letter twice, then the second letter doesn't add any chashivas unless it makes a word. And here the Rama, you remember the Rama Shita, that if he writes two notrikons, then he's chayav, even if it's the same letter, because each letter has chashivas. Here too, if you write the same letter twice and it doesn't add anything, the second letter adds nothing to the first, then it has no chashivas. But if on the other hand it makes a word, then the Rambam holds that you're going to be chayav. So let's just go back to the question of Alan about the Mishkan. What did we say we learned from the Mishkan? The Mishkan doesn't teach me a grogeres in Bishul. That we learn from Svara. And therefore, if you cook a half of a grogeres, you chayav midin chatzi shir. But the shtir of shtei osios is derived from the Mishkan. And therefore, if you write one letter, that's not a meleches ksiva. So when does the melacha of ksiva get, you know, emerge? What generates the melacha? The second letter. So the Rambam asked himself the following question. What did the second letter add to the first letter? So in the Mishkan, I understand very well that the second letter added a tremendous amount. Now I can match the two, crush it. So the Rambam holds that you don't have to set up a matching, but you have to, in some sense, assume that the second letter adds something. It's not just a repeat like a parakeet, you know, what's up, doc? And you say to the parakeet, what's up? And it repeats it. No, the second letter adds something. So the Rambam asked himself, well, what does the second letter add to the first letter? So the Rambam says, if it's a totally different letter, gevaldik, that adds something. It's a whole new letter. If, on the other hand, you repeat the same letter twice, what does it add? On the one hand, it's pamayim. And not only that, it's an os kfula. Why? Because it doesn't form a word. But if, on the other hand, you wrote two different letters, or alternatively, you wrote the same letter twice, but those two letters form a word, like in the case of Gag, then you'll be
chayav. It's possible, Rebbe, that actually, in the Mishkan, they wrote Aleph first, because there's more than 27 Russians, and in order to be able to be a simon for which carriage goes with which one, they must add.
I have to get back to you on that. I didn't research.
You have to write four,
because I think each parish had to.
That's four.
Yeah, you need Aleph Aleph against Aleph Aleph.
So you need four.
Yeah, that's what I said, four.
Yeah. Not two.
No, two was the first round.
So Aleph Aleph would be fine, and four Aleph would be fine.
They would both would be fine.
But 3 hours won't be good.
No.
Chatzashir.
That's right.
Or mess.
Well, I don't know if it's Chatzashir because they didn't do that in the Mishkan.
Right.
But both sides. You may recall that on a number of occasions I pointed out Rav Adler's Sefer here, which I have here, and I was very happy to find.
He wouldn't send me. I wrote to him.
He wouldn't send it to you.
Well, he's gone underground, so.
Oh, I didn't know that. So, in any event, in this case of Moleches Ksiva, he has a few different insights into Moleches Ksiva. And he has something called a shir formali and a shir heksheri. And we spent a lot of time on this when we were studying in Derech HaLimud. A shir formali means it's just an absolute shir. Okay, I'll explain to that with it. It's like a legal formal shir. But then there's another concept called a shir heksheri, which means that the shir gives me something that I didn't have without the shir. So he wants to know, what's the shir of Moleches Ksiva, of Shtei Osios? Is it formali? It's just a formal legal requirement. You write one letter and then write another letter. Or no, that the connection between the two letters is heksheri, which he says that it creates a word, or at least has the potential of creating a word. So that's our Chakira here. That's on page Sadi Tes. if you ever want to photocopy this. But what I did photocopy for you is page Kuftes. And here, he has a different hakira with regard to ksivu. And he wants to know whether or not the laws of ksiva are universal and they apply to every single area of the halacha in the same identical way, or no. Wait a minute. I'll tell you what. Maybe I should give you this copy for the meantime. I don't want you to sit there without the text in front of you. Alan, I gave you a copy?
No.
Jeff, John, I didn't give you a copy? Okay. No, these are different pages, so we'll have to...
You have two Kuf tests.
Two Kuf tests. Okay, that's a start.
Okay.
So if you have Kuf tests, that's the most important page, he finds the following. Okay? With regard to Siva on Shabbos, the Gemara establishes here on Kuf Gimel, and we've seen this Gemara, that if he writes with his left hand, he's potter. And the question is that a universal halacha in ksiva, or is it a unique halacha that applies to Shabbos and only to Shabbos? For example, he says that with regard to writing with your left hand in get, where the Torah says because of lo sefer krisus, we find, and this is on the left column, if you see, where about four lines down from the top, he quotes ayin haramah. And the Ramah in Eben Ezer, Siman Kuf Chav Gimel, writes that L'chatchila Yichtov HaSofer B'yodo HaYeminis. So the Beit Shmuel says that from the language of the Ramah, and the Mechaber doesn't even mention this, L'chora Mashma D'bidi Eved Kosher Im Kosa B'yad HaSmolis. If he wrote with his left hand, then the get is kosher. And you'll find this even earlier than the Beit Shmuel in the Chelkas Mechokeg. But the Beis Yosef writes in the name of the Sefer HaTrumos that a get that was written with the left hand is posel afilu b'dieved. It's completely posel. And the answer is that it all depends upon how you learn our Mishnah. If our Mishnah is stipulating that the Kosef is chayav shtei osios if he wrote with his right hand, then only if he wrote with his right hand, is that a universal halacha that defines the act of ksiva, or is it a meleches ksiva halacha? That a meleches ksiva, if you do it in an unusual way, that's not called ksiva. So if you look in the bottom left, he says that Sefer HaTrumos holds that right hand versus left hand is hagdoras ksiva. And therefore, ein lahavchin ben, right, he writes mikru lemikru, I would have written ein lahavchin ben halacha lahalacha. Meaning, whatever you consider a maisa ksiva, that's a universal halacha. And going on to page Kuf Yud, he says that since the Mishnah establishes that ksiva b'smol ain't a ksiva, as far as Shabbos is concerned, is therefore the same halacha should apply in get and in sefer Torah, and that's the sefer Trumas. And if he writes with his left hand, it's possible. On the other hand, the Ramban, the Beis Shmuel, the Chalkas Machok, they're of the opinion that this halacha that you require your right hand and not your left hand is a din misuyam. It's a separate halacha in Shabbos. Shabbos requires a meleches machsheves. Meleches machsheves has to be done the most normal, perfect way that a person would do it. And if he's a writing, he writes with his left hand, that's not called meleches machsheves.
But if you're an iter, there's no excuse that.
Right, I'm not talking about an iter. The Gemara says if he's an iter, which they are dying, he can write with either hand, or...
No, but he's just an iter, not mishtei.
So then he's chayav if he writes with his left hand, but he's potter if he writes with his right hand. Then he has a machlokas rishonim regarding chok tochos, which means that he digs out the letter. And the Ran, as we've mentioned on many occasions at the end of Perek Abonah, derives the conclusion that Chok Tochos is Chayav in Shabbos, even though in Get it would not constitute Ksiva. Because in Shabbos, if you indirectly cause a letter to be, you know, that's readable, that indirect method is enough to qualify as a violation of Aleches Ksiva. And therefore the Ran says if you have a ches and you want to get two zions and you remove the gag of the ches, you're chai for two zions. which is more or less the same as chol tochos, where you dig out and all of a sudden, you know, this part that protrudes and that's the letter. The Ran assumes that you'd be chayav for such a thing as Shabbos. The Rashba says no, that if you remove the gago shel ches, you might be chayav for makav patish, but you're certainly not chayav for kosev because you didn't add any dio, and therefore it's not ksiva. You didn't add anything, you didn't write anything, you just removed the gag of the ches. So the machlokas here is whether or not the halacha of ksiva and the definition of ksiva in Shabbos is a universal definition, and therefore reflecting the universal definition, if in get you're not creating a kosher get by writing chok tochos because you're only indirectly causing the letters, then the same law should apply on Shabbos and you shouldn't be chayav by removing the gago shel ches, and that's the Rashba's opinion. The Ran's opinion, on the other hand, is that no, we have a special halacha in Shabbos that even though universally indirect ksiva would not be a ksiva, but in Shabbos you can be chayav for such a thing because of the concept of Molecha Shabbos. And here on the left column, in the middle of number one, which is about 10 lines down from the top, he writes that Binogel Shabbos Hakol Toli B'Molechas Machshavos Klomar. What does this mean, Molechas Machshavos Hakol Toli B'Totsah? In other words, the creative act is to be measured by the final result. And therefore he can be chayav in chok tochos, or in the case of removing the gago shel ches, because at the end of the day, there's something in the totsah that's very significant. You're able to read two letters. And in such a case, you're chayav. But that's only in Molecha Shabbos. As far as elsewhere is concerned, for writing a Sefer Torah, or for writing a get, there we need a maisa ksiva. It's not just the totsah, but it's also in the maisa. And since here he didn't do the normal maisa ksiva, he wrote with his left hand, or in this case, he removed the gago shel ches, or he did chok tochos, in those cases, he's going to be disqualified, or his ksiva is disqualified.
Is that true also if the letters can't be written, for halakhic reasons?
I don't know, he wrote two letters or he didn't write two letters? What's the case?
Well, actually, it's a slightly different case. What happens is he's writing a mezuzah, a parsha for mezuzah.
Right.
And he wrote most of the parsha, or the whole parsha, doesn't matter. And then he noticed he made a mistake in the middle part, and he has to be mochek, and he can't do that. This is usher to do that.
You did it for Kisidron or something like that?
Yeah, because it's not Kisidron anymore, so...
So where I lost your somehow I lost the trend here. As soon as you quote another sugya, I get confused.
No, what I'm saying is mochik ram manas lithop, he can't write. The halacha doesn't let him write.
Oh, you spoke on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Would he be chayav for a mechika if it's shalom manas lithop? Okay, that's a good question. So on both sides, the third nafkamini has to do with a sugya called ksav al gabi ksav. And we're going to get to this Belineder on Daf Kuf Dalet on the base. That's going to be like the last finale in Molechas Ksiva, so I'm going to leave that for the time being for now. But what I would like to do is give a little bit of an introduction to the concept of Roshen. Okay, and again, Roshen is a big, big, gigantic sugya. But at least to sort of, you know, give you a little bit of an impression of what Roshen is all about. Nobody caught that pun, I guess. Okay. So if you take a look at the Mishnah itself here on Daf Kuf Gimel, the Mishnah records the Shita Rav Yossi. And Rav Yossi says, Omar Rav Yossi lo chivo shte osios ela mishum roshem. Shekach kosvin al karshe amishkan leida Ezu ben Zugo. So what does Rabbi Yossi mean, and what did the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi? Rabbi Yossi says that when you write two osios, you chayav for roshe. Is that a different malacha in the 39 malachas?
And was there other ksiva in the Mishkan?
Correct. Is there both roshem and kosev? What did the Chachamim hold? That there's both roshem and kosev? Or no, they disagree and they hold there's only kosev and not roshem. The whole thing is really as clear as mud. So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi gives a shot at trying to clarify what this is all about, and he says, Mishum Roshem, Siman Hayu Osim Bekarshe Mishkan. In other words, we thought and we assumed until this point that what did they write on the Karshe Mishkan? Osios. He's saying no, they wrote Simanin al Karshe Mishkan. Right? So that they would have they wanted to be very meticulous about the Seder Akroshim. The Usar Rabbi Yossi Lemeimar. Oh, so now Rashi says, so what is Rabbi Yossi telling me? You know, is he telling me a story about what went on in the Mishkan? Oh, Usar Rabbi Yossi Lemeimar, da filu lo kosav el rosham shtei reshimos chayim. If he writes two simonim, two reshimos, they're not osios. They're, I guess, what you'd call, how would you call it, indicators or symbols, or I don't know, whatever word you want to use, and he's chayav for that. So you get the impression that Rabbi Yossi is disagreeing with the Chachamim in a fundamental way, meaning the Chachamim assumed that you're chayav for kosim because you wrote osios, and Rabbi Yossi says no, you're chayav for writing simonim. Does it mean that Rabbi Yossi denies that you're chayav for writing osios? For sure not. So Rabbi Yossi has two.
Because of Roshan.
Correct. Then maybe Osios itself is a told of Roshan.
It has no merit.
And now we have the following machlokas according to Rashi. We have the shita of Rabbi Yossi that Yechayah for two malachas. There's one malacha called Roshan and there's another malacha called Kosev. And according to the Chachamim, no, there's a malacha called Kosev and there's no malacha called Roshan.
But there is such a thing as Roshan.
Oh. Are you chayav for Roshim according to the Chachamim? So take a look in this sefer called Divrei Yechezkel from Rabbi Yechezkel Bornstein. I was able to photocopy at least the first page in this article. I think you'll have it on the pages, I hope. And he starts by quoting the Mishnah, and the first part of the Mishnah we've already done. And then he gets to Roshan, which is about line, I would say line 9 or so, 8 lines, or 9 lines down. And he writes that Simon Ayu Osu Bekarshi Ab Mishkan, in order to take apart the Mishkan and re-erect it again, that they shouldn't violate the Seder HaKrosh, they should be very meticulous about that. Osu Rav Yossi Lemeimar, what is Rabbi Yossi coming to teach us? Da'afil lo kosav el arosham shtei rishimos. Just one second, I lost the place for a second here. Bi'alma, right? Shtei rishimos bi'alma l'simon chay. He says, what does this mean? What's Rabbi Yossi's breakthrough here? Bipirush Rashi Nira, that the machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi is malu meleches kosev. How do you define the melacha of kosev? Dilu Tanakama ksiva hu ha'av mishum de b'mishkan hayu kosmin. The Roshem Eino Chayev Klal. Afilumi didn't told them. In other words, the way that the Divrei Yechezkel understands Rashi is that Rabbi Yossi is coming to be Mechadesh a new Melacha called Roshem, and the Chacham never bought into this. And therefore, according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, it's Ksiva. And Roshem is Eino Chayv Kla. It's nothing.
It's not
Kosev. It's not Kosev, but it's not another Malach. Then if you fast forward to the second major paragraph, would you see a Beis on your bottom left?
Yeah.
Omna Rambam. Yeah, Omna Rambam, Pirush HaMishnah, Yesh lo derech acheres to bein le Tanakamu, bein le Rabbi Yossi, Roshem Chayim. Not the way Rashi learned it, that according to Tanakhama, Roshan is Enochayv Klal, Afilu Midin Toldo. But rather that according to the Tanakhama, Yechayv for Roshan, but only be din toldo. And Rav Yossi elevated the status of Roshan to that of an Av. Okay, Rav Yossi. So
a
let's just.
Or just another. It's like a difference between Bishol and Afia.
I'll tell you why I think it's a new Av. Because in Bishol and Afia, if you do both Beli Machas, you're only chayev
one.
Here, if you do Ksiva and Roshan, the Heli Machas, you chayev Shtayim. According to Rav Yossi. Because Rav Yossi says that we're talking about two different Malachas. One is called Malachas Ksiva. And one is called Malechas Roshe or Shima.
Rav Yossi doesn't hold Chatzis Shira Asur in the Torah than the Rav Yossi.
What do you mean? If he wrote one letter,
if he won one letter was Ksiva and the other one was Rishima, and he said he's Chayv Shtayim because he wrote a Chatzis Shira of each.
Right. So you have to know what Rav Yossi would say about Chatzis Shira, but certainly he's not Chayv a Karma. I mean, that was up
there.
But here, if he violates it with a full malacha, meaning he does shtei osios and shtei reshimos, the helim achas, he's going to be chayv two different chatos according to Rav Yossi. But again, that's all according to the Rama. But let's go back to Rashi for a moment. According to Rashi, Rav Yossi says that there is such a thing as a chiyuv for malachas roshem. And making symbols would be mechayev you for violating Shabbos, but the Tanakhama never accepted that. The Tanakhama is of the opinion that Roshem is nothing. You're only chayev for writing osios and not for reshimos. Okay, Rav Osei, I mean, we're going to have to go through this much more carefully. So let's just very quickly summarize what we've covered today. So I'll get a good feeling as we end the week. Number one, we spoke about the Ramah. We try to prove that the Ramah holds that one os is nothing. It's not a chatzi shir. We analyzed the sheet of Rabbeinu Yerucham based on the Mishnah Berurah. Then on the one hand, the Mishnah Berurah says that Rabbeinu Yerucham accepts the Tosefta, and now it's the Ramah as well, that writing one os is nothing, it's not Chatzis Shir. But on the other hand, Rabbeinu Yerucham says that you're chayev for writing osios, and therefore if he writes Aleph, Aleph is chayev. We discussed the need for Rashi's introducing the Mishkan in Meleches Ksiva to establish the Shir of Shtei Osios. And perhaps the nafkamina is that if he only writes one os, that's not even a chatzi shir of the malacha, and that's something that's derived from Mishkan. Then we pointed out that the Rambam sheet is somewhat complex, because on the one hand, the Rambam holds if you rewrite the same letter and it doesn't form a word, like for example, aleph aleph, then you're only chayv derabbanan. So it turns out that according to the Rambam, the only time that you'd be chayef for rewriting the same letter would only be if it forms a word. And we established that according to the Rambam, there are two ways of generating the chashivas of Meleches Ksiva. One is by adding a different letter, and the other is by, even if you add the same letter, but you create a word. Then we took a look at Rav Adler's Sefer, and we saw that he has a different chakira in Meleches Ksiva, and that is that the laws of Ksiva, like writing with your right hand and not with your left hand, do they define Ksiva and Kol Torah Kulo, or they're just defining Ksiva with regard to Shabbos? And then we began the sugya of Kosim and Roshem, Rashi, the Rambam, and that's where we're gonna stop here in the Mitzvah. We'll pick it up again next Tuesday, correct? That would be Erev Chanukah, right? And I'm assuming that on Hanukkah we can get together as usual. If